Mike Sharp welcoming you back to halftime of the Huskers red-white spring scrimmage. The safety at the end of the half gave the white 2 points, so it's 17-2. The Red have the lead at the halftime, and we are delighted to be joined by the new president of University of Nebraska, Hank Bounds. Mr. Bounds, Hank, it's great to have you here in Lincoln, Nebraska. Great to have you here at the spring game today.
Well, thanks, Greg. I am thrilled to be here, happy to be in Nebraska, happy to be at this amazing game. I mean, you guys dialed up the right weather, and we're going to get a win today. It's just great to be here.
Well, you officially take over the duties on Monday. What can we expect for the first week or two?
Yeah, so I've spent the last few days gearing up for a week-long tour of Nebraska. Starting tomorrow, I'll spend my first week traveling across the state, getting to know Nebraska and talking to people who care about this university and its future. I'll be meeting with business, education, community leaders, and more than 20 Nebraska communities, from Columbus to Lexington, North Platte to Nebraska City. And really, that's a listening tour that will continue over the next several weeks. I'll be visiting Lincoln and Omaha and other towns, meeting students, teachers, faculty at Nebraska high schools, community and state colleges, spending time at all the NU campuses and research facilities, and learning more about what's important to Nebraskans. And that'll be key for me to really understand the university and the people of Nebraska and how we can work together to build a better future for this university and for our state.
Okay, so that's the first couple of weeks. Let's talk about the next couple of months. What are kind of some of your goals?
Yeah, so, you know, really it will be for a good long time listening and learning. I'm not from Nebraska, so I've got lots to learn. There are so many exciting things happening here when it comes to collaboration between and among the campuses and faculty across the university and with the businesses and communities across the state. I need to learn more about the great initiatives that are going on, such as our university-wide research institutes, our college access programs, and many, many more. We're in the works before I ever came. Mm-hmm. It's my goal now to really sort of understand how to move those programs forward with a real sense of urgency.
We are visiting with new Nebraska President Hank Bounds. Let's talk about your vision a little bit for the University of Nebraska going forward.
So during my interview trips and during this last several trips in transition, I talked about the fact that the University of Nebraska can be a giant in higher education. Our state and our world need our best and brightest minds working to transform the lives of students and people in Nebraska and around the world. I'm going to ask Nebraskans to dream with me on what it means to be a giant in expanding access and in growing enrollment, in helping students earn their degrees on time and with less debt, in feeding the world, in growing the economy, and how we can get there together. I'm excited to work with university faculty, staff, and students, and the people of Nebraska, and to really define what the future holds for all of us.
Hey, you're born, raised in Mississippi. What else can you tell us about yourself?
So, yeah, Greg, I grew up on a small farm in rural Mississippi, not unlike many Nebraskans.
Yeah.
Served in the Army National Guard, which helped me pay for college. I earned my undergrad and master's degree from the University of Southern Mississippi, who we will play
That's
as
right.
a third or fourth game this upcoming season.
That's right.
And then I earned my PhD from the University of Mississippi. From a career perspective, I started as a high school teacher. I was a principal, a superintendent, the chief state school officer, before becoming higher education commissioner, where I managed a fairly large system, 8 universities, 4 comprehensive research institutions, 4 regional institutions, historically black universities, an academic health science center. My job in Mississippi is somewhat similar to my work here, my job here as president of the University of Nebraska, overseeing 4 NU campuses and working with their chancellors, as well as with policymakers and donors and business leaders.
Sure sounds like education's been a big part of your life.
You know, education has changed my life. Growing up in rural Mississippi, I never dreamed I'd have the opportunity to go to college, much less lead one of America's great universities. And so I am thrilled to be here. I will always recognize how important this university is to this state, how education impacts the lives of students, And my goal is to ensure that when students come here, that they get a first-class education so that when they leave here, they can have the kind of opportunities that I've had.
We were talking right before we went on the air. You have moved. Family will be here later. Tell us about that and maybe share a hobby or two that you like.
Sure. So my wife, Susie, will join me with Will and Caroline. Will is 14. Caroline will be 11 next weekend. They're finishing school in Mississippi, and so it just didn't make sense to bring them right now. So they have a couple more months of school. They'll wrap up. We've sold our house in Mississippi, so I'm excited about that. We can now really think about moving to the next chapter. So they'll join me early to mid-June. From a hobby perspective, I like all things outdoors. I'm a huge sports fan. Grew up watching Nebraska play in the 80s, you know, back when we two or three games were on Saturday, and Nebraska always played, and so it was so fun watching the Huskers play on Saturday. And so now to be here with, 75,000 people for a spring practice is just incredible.
Well, I saw you at the baseball game last night as well. Didn't get a chance to talk to you, but it's great to have you here. You look good in red, by the way.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Very good. Hank, good to see you. Welcome to Nebraska.
Thanks so much. I'm glad to be here.
Hank Bounds, the new university president, our guest here at halftime. 17-2, the red has the lead over the white. This is Big Red Football.